And let's do it now, baby. Rick Kamla and John Michaels here on the home for Super Bowl 53 in the ATL. And we go around the 404. We're going to talk edge rushers in just a minute, but a big game tomorrow night, man. The Boston Celtics are in town. Of course, the Patriots and a lot of the Bostonian fans will be in Kansas City on Sunday for the game at Arrowhead Stadium. But a lot of Bostonians who live here in town and listen to this radio station will be at State Farm Arena on Saturday night. Hopefully there's a ton of Hawks fans in the building as well. It'll be Celtics and Hawks. The Hawks have been off for a couple of days, man. And this week, big ups to Trae Young. Big ups to Lloyd Pierce. We interviewed him as well. Kevin Herter was on the morning show. But, John, over the last 15 games, this Hawks team has won 8 of 7. Okay, and winning 8 of 7 right now has us in the 5 spot and in the 10 spot.
Right. Winning 8 of 7?
See, again, winning 8. They're 8-7 in their last 15 games. 8-7 in their last 15 games. Right now, Jarrett Culver, a shooting guard out of Texas Tech, is coming to us at number 5 on Tankathon. And Jackson Hayes, a center out of Texas, at number 10 via the Dallas pick in the Luka Doncic trade. Yes, that's where Dallas is at right now. They are 13th in the West. You know, well below the playoff line. I think they're 4 games out of 8th place right now, so that's good news for us. We want them to miss the playoffs and not be in the bottom 5, so that's right there in the sweet spot of where we want Dallas to be. But right now, John, 5 and 10, Jarrett Culver and Jackson Hayes. This looks like, John, about a 4 or 5-player draft at the top.
Right.
Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, Ja Morant of Murray State, who I haven't seen yet, but I've heard dudes over at NBA TV buzzing about him, and Hachimura of Gonzaga.
That's my dude right there.
And I love him, too. He'd look really good in a Hawk uniform, but we're kind of in that 5-6 zone right now, and it's really kind of a 5 or 6-player draft. We can't fall any farther, bro.
No.
I mean, we really can't. And I understand the long-haul process. I also understand that Lloyd Pierce and the guys are out there trying as hard as they can to win games, because they're competitive and they're talented, and that's what they do. But right now, I'm not liking how this looks at 5-10 and getting Jarrett Culver and Jackson Hayes.
Well,
I'm not
feeling
that.
I'll give you a different perspective from NBADraft.net. Hawks at 5-10. They would take Keldon Johnson, 6'6", shooting guard slash small forward out of Kentucky right now. Keldon's averaging, what, about 15 points per game, 14.8 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, about 2 assists. He shoots 39% from downtown. So that would be one. That's at 5. And then at 10, you can go with Daniel Gafford, a 6'10 power forward center out of Arkansas. I'll do you even better. We can go into the second round. With the 31st pick, you would take Ignas Bratazikas, who's actually pretty good, from Michigan. You would take Benny Boatwright of USC, and then James Palmer from Nebraska. I know him well. He transferred from Miami. He left a...
John. Describe my look to the people.
You're asleep, actually.
I'm not asleep. I just have my eyes closed because I'm tired. I'm tired of listening. Not to your voice, John, but to those names. None of those names are Zion, RJ, or Cam.
What if you took Bol Bol?
I mean, I see him in the mid-first round, mid to late first round. I think he's going to be
I've got the name for you. How about this one? If you take Gogo Bitadazi from the Republic of Georgia.
His name's Gogo?
Gogo. Goga.
The three dudes at Duke are the three dudes that we need one of here in Atlanta. Zion Williamson, Cam Reddish, or R.J. Barrett, okay? And you're not mentioning any of those names.
No.
And they're going ahead of where we're slotted to pick right now. Mm-hmm. We can move on to other topics.
Yeah,
I just wanted to lay that out for people. I don't like the way this is going right now.
Here's what I would like more. And the NBA draft, we got a ways to go. The Hawks keep winning games, and that's the difference. Mark Owens has compiled. We were talking about Shaq's Funhouse with the low price point of like $400 to get in. You can finance it if you want to go to this party. I mean, who doesn't finance things at this point? And, you know, in the pantheon of financing things, that's got to be right at the top of things that you want to finance. You finance your house, you finance your car, and you finance a party to Shaq's Funhouse. Mark Owens, though, has the best parties in Atlanta, plus the get-in fee.
All right, so the Maxim pregame experience.
Yes, you had me at Maxim.
Pregame experience. Tickets start at
$7.50. Oh, $7.50? That's easy.
Deion Sanders is going to be the host.
Okay.
$7.50 all the way up to $12.50.
$7.50.
Location is on Marietta Street.
Somewhere
around,
he's ignoring me.
Somebody around Stats.
Okay.
Somewhere around Stats. So pregame, 7:50 to 12:50. Now, that's the pregame party. Preacher Man found the other Maxim party.
So the Maxim Big Game Experience 2019, as I told you earlier, Johnny, the early bird VIP one ticket only has already been sold out.
Okay.
So the next thing you can do is VIP one guest. That starts at $750.
$750.
Mm-hmm. Quickly escalates to $1,250 if it's a VIP share tabled one ticket.
Wow.
Then you have
so you're
table...
sharing a table with strangers?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So then you have table
it's
packages.
It's like hibachi.
Yeah.
Exactly. Table packages, VIP, row 6, 1 to 10 guests, $12,500. Row 5, that's going to cost you same amount of people, 1 to 10 guests, $13,500. That keeps going
up.
That's
an extra $1,000 to move up one row.
Pretty much. Now, by the time you get
Unreal.
To row 2,
mm-hmm.
it's costing you $22,500. And it's 1 to 12 guests. Now, on stage table, you want to be as close to the action as possible.
Right.
It's 1 to 25 guests. $45,000.
So let's see. That's 25 guests divided. Let's see. $45,000. It's out of my price range. No need for me to continue with that. $45,000. Just say all 25 of your guests chip in equally. That's $1,800 a person to get into a party.
Now, the big game experience will be at the Fairmont.
Okay.
And they will have Diplo, Future, mm-hmm. and Jamie Foxx.
That's awesome.
That's on the poster.
Okay, so maybe that's outside of your price range.
You think?
How about the player's tailgate?
Okay.
Kind of more of a chef-driven event.
All right.
Featuring Guy Fieri.
Okay.
And Sage Steele is going to be there from ESPN.
Nice. I like her.
Be at Pemberton Place, $750 per ticket.
What am I getting with that?
I'm assuming
because there's
food.
No musical act.
Sage Steele's there.
How about, have you heard of the Club Believe? It's off Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard.
Sure.
Leather and Lace. Leather and lace.
All right.
Wait, now you got my interest.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Paul and Rick are suddenly ready to finance.
Flo Rida's going to be there.
All right.
$325 is where it's going to start to get you in, but
that's
you want to go exclusive VIP.
Of course you
maybe
do.
With the cabana.
Uh-huh.
$25,000.
So $325 gets you in and a swift frisking, and you got to still spend another $300 to get buzzed there.
A swift frisking or yeah. a vigorous?
Swift and vigorous, because they got to keep
think
the
vigorous
line
only happens in Houston for you, Ricky, uh-huh. when you go to places that you shouldn't go.
Yeah, you didn't fit in.
He thought he was making me his boyfriend, and I was like, well, nah, no. dude, I don't go that way.
What he thought is you were an undercover.
I think he might have.
You clearly didn't fit the demographic
nope,
of where we
not.
Went to.
You're right, John. I think he was like... Yo, what did they say? 5-0? We
yeah.
got the 5-0.
Got the popo right here.
How much
he
does it cost for a nerd to get into this party? Yeah. One more party for you. Sports Illustrated, their big party at the College Football Hall of Fame.
That's got Snoop Dogg, doesn't
it? Snoop's going to be there. $500 is your starting price. If you want to go VIP, $15,000.
Who are
ballers you? Only, okay?
I want to ask, who are you people
wow.
that can afford to get in?
Ballers!
Hold on. Wait. I was told... Our media credential gets us into everything.
I think everything was used in air quotes.
Yeah, everything
gets
is like
into
the media.
Everything except the really
you mean everything
VIP
that's at the Georgia
parties.
World Congress Center. We
yeah,
get
you
into
know,
that.
Like the bathroom. You know the free buffet that they
yeah
serve
we get.
The media.
I can get some Mountain. Well, it won't be a Mountain Dew this year. It'll be Coca-Cola.
No,
are they going to have Pepsi? Everything's Pepsi. Pepsi's taking over.
They're going to have the big
Pepsi is a sponsor for the NFL. He
yeah.
is correct.
What?
There are rumors, and this is not confirmed. There are rumors that they are going to unplug the Coke machines from the Georgia World Congress
no
Center
way.
Because Pepsi paid so much money to be the official soft drink sponsor
so you're mean,
of the Super Bowl.
Much like at Radio Row in Houston when I was jonesing for a Mountain Dew because I had gone a month without a Mountain Dew, that I'm going to be able to, while we're getting up on stage ready to do our thing, just and have an ice cold Mountain Dew.
If I'm Coke, I protest right outside Georgia World Congress Center. I would protest, you know, down with Pepsi, down with Pepsi, or something like that. I would like protest.
Do you
if
understand
I were Coke.
How many snipers will be around this city waiting for somebody to protest?
What do you mean? Why do you got to take it there?
It's the truth.
That's what it's going to be.
I'm talking about a sarcastic.
Yeah, but in reality, Rick, who owns the market in this city?
It's Coke.
So they're not even worried about it. It's going to be 7 days. Big
Good
deal.
Point. Good point.
No, but dude, you know, like.
I was just playing radio.
I know you were, but I'm saying for people that might think to be a little color outside the lines, so to speak, during you get within a 3-mile radius of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you might want to act right.
Because mm-hmm.
there's going to be folks with things that you ain't got in your back trunk.
You think Big Brother watches you when you're using your Alexa? Big Brother is setting up shop in Atlanta for the next 2 weeks.
Is Big Brother watching us when we're just on our phones?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like through the little hole right there to the side.
That's why I use a laptop. Hi, Big Brother. I cover that hole.
Yeah.
I covered a camera on my laptop.
By the way, that's a new scam, by the way. The new scam. I got the email this week. Somebody infiltrated a buddy of mine's email address. You know, send us $500 right now, or we're going to release a video of you watching inappropriate content on your phone to all of your contacts list.
Okay.
New scam.
I'll tell them what I watch.
Oh, it's Miami. A scam?
Yeah, you can't blackmail me. I don't care.
No, yeah, it's whatever.
I'll send you the video.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
There's a lot of ballers in town. And those ball, I mean, like 20 grand for a party. Holy mackerel.
So I want to ask, I'm impressed.
But here's the thing, Ricky. This is going on all week. So how much money are they dropping for the entire week to make sure they hit all the right parties?
Right. Well, so let's be real. The people that have the money to get to those parties.
They get in for free.
Yeah, they're getting in for free. And they're getting sections and all of that stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, do you think, you think Usher is going to have to pay to get into one of these parties? Now he walks up, he daps up a few people, and he walks. And you think Ludacris would have to, and I know Luda's doing a lot of performance here. You think Luda's got to pay to get into State Farm Arena to see Migos?
If I'm in charge, Usher pays and Ludacris does not. Ludacris gets in. No problem. I'm lifting the velvet rope for Ludacris, for Usher.
Why would you let Usher in?
I'm not a fan of his music.
Dude, Usher's awesome.
I'm not really a fan.
Now, he was a part owner of the Cavs, so I might charge him double.
I'm not saying anything about the dude. I just, his music doesn't do it for me. But Ludacris does. So
Chili from TLC? You lifting the rope for her?
I don't know anything about her.
Look up Chili from TLC.
Is it early research material?
You don't know who Chili is? Like, seriously?
I literally don't.
Wow. She's been up here 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, Chili's.
Bro, you just had to explain to me what he stole on him meant. And by the way, I was joking around with some of my buddies over at NBA TV who aren't white, and they got another total kick out of that. And then I'm like, you know, and then he fired on him, cuz. And I was like, I thought it was a shot on goal in a hockey game. And they're like, no.
Watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on cuz. Hold on now.
Look up Chili. You've never seen Chili. I cannot believe
Chili from who?
TLC. You've never heard of the group TLC?
I've heard of TLC.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Too skinny, needs about 17 hamburgers, but she's really good looking.
She's a workout warrior.
Really good looking.
Yeah, she's a workout warrior. You know what she could help you do? Maybe she can't, but you can help win $1,000 right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
What's the code word? Why are you laughing?
Oh, because the timing of this conversation. Because the code word is hammer.
Wow. H-A-M-M-E-R.
Hammer is the code word for this hour. MC
Hammer
was quite the rapper back in the day.
Made a lot of money. Another great wrestler was Greg the
Hammer
Valentine.
Nice. I like it. Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R. You have until 12:59 to text Hammer to 72881. That's 72881. Hammer is the code word for this hour. Messenger data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's just funny. We're talking about, like, you know, gorgeous women, and then Hammer comes up. So kind of an odd coincidence there.
So, story about Chili real quickly. Chili is a huge wrestling fan. Like, every time WWE's here, she is front row at WWE. And they'll always, hey, Chili from TLC's here. She used to talk with me off and on about wrestling on Twitter, which was hilarious. Where do I meet Chili? But at a Walmart in Stone Mountain. I'm walking in, she's walking out, and she kind of recognized me. Hey, how you doing? And we sat and talked to the parking lot for a minute or two. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people came to get her autograph. I said, I'm going to let you go because there's people coming to see you.
So is TLC still like an act, or what? What's the deal?
Well, one of them died like 12 years ago. She was the one that was left eye, was married to Andre Rison. She was the one that burnt her house down.
Was that allegedly burnt it down, or is that?
No, there's no allegations in that. She caught the bathtub on fire, and then the house went poof.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, she put all his tennis shoes in the bathtub and caught them on fire.
Are you serious?
Unfortunately, she died doing some work down in South America, died in a bus accident.
Brutal.
And then T-Boz is still here, I believe, and I know Chili lives in Atlanta somewhere.
All right.
So, yeah.
Cool.
You remember this scene from We Are the Millers.
Do you? I like that movie. We Are the Millers.
So remember, they're driving back.
Is that the movie where the dude got the tarantula in his underwear?
Yes.
Yeah, brutal.
But do you remember the scene where the kid starts rapping the lyrics to this song?
Yeah.
That's
this
song. Okay. That's TLC.
All right, cool.
And then they played the Friends theme, which was hilarious as well. We come back. The NFL bounce. We're going to give you our six pack of picks. We're going to preview the games. We'll do all of that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not what God given me. Is it because my life in 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praising for the sunny day. You claim the insane and name this place in time for falling, pray to crime. I swear the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations in hopes of coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. And don't go chasing waterfalls.
We're bouncing around the shield.
Let's go!
It's the NFL Bounce on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Pretty good, M.O. Pretty good. Bring you back that scene from We're the Millers. Good movie, by the way. And Mark Owens, a heck of a producer and engineer behind the glass. Preacher Man's back there as well. We love him, too. He's coming up with From the Bible in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned right here on your home for Super Bowl 53 in the ATL. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Usually we do our six-pack of picks in the college football cheat sheet.
Yep.
It's becoming less and less appropriate because there's no college football games left. So we have moved it to the NFL Bounce. And do you want to dive in, or we got a couple stories to hit first?
No.
What do you want to do here?
Let's dive into it. It's our six-pack of picks.
Can I get a countdown?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We're counting down the six biggest games of the week on Rick and John.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So can I give you some bad news, Rick Kamla?
I guess.
Okay, the only way you will finish at 500 or better is in the next 2 weeks to go 11-1 or 12-0.
Okay, so you're saying there's a chance. I thought you were going to say it had to be true perfection. So I can still lose a game and get back to 500.
11-1 would have you at 57-57-6 at the end of the year.
All right, I like them odds.
But you're 46-56-6 right now. I do not. I'm 53-52-3, and Randy Mack is just blowing us out. 57-40-4. He's actually coming back down to earth after a 1-5 week last week. All right, you got your picks. You ready to rock? And are you
so
ready to roll?
I have so many damn papers in front of me, I can't even find it. It's cool. I got it off the top of my head.
All right, let's dive into it. What is your first pick?
All right, I'm going to take the what are the point spreads on this, Preacher Man? Maybe you can help
Saints
me out.
Saints -3, Chiefs -3.
So I'm going to start with Saints -3. We've said this all week long. Drew Brees and Sean Payton have not lost a home playoff game together. That, to me, is a stat/truism. Last week, Phillip Rivers went to New England, lost once again to Tom Brady. He has never beaten him in his career, okay? So I like those stats with a bagel on one side of the stat, and I tend to go in that direction. I thought this spread would be a little higher, John. I thought it'd be 4.5, 5, something like that. I feel like there is a little bit of line value here at 3. And another thing with the Rams, John, losing Cooper Kupp has been devastating for that offense. It has been not unlike the injuries that we suffered on defense that we just couldn't overcome. It was just too much. The Rams' offense has not been the same. Brandon Cooks has not been the same since that injury, man. So I'll take the Saints -3.
Well, I'm going to Riverside you. I'll be damned if I'm picking that team down there. I ain't picking. I picked New Orleans to lose in this game before the playoffs started. I picked the Rams to go to the Super Bowl before the playoffs started. I'm not changing now. Give me 3 points on the road. Trends are meant to be broken, and I think this is the time that the Sean Payton, Drew Brees machine in New Orleans comes to an end. I'm putting my little juju on the city of New Orleans right now. Give me the Rams +3. Preacher Man, what is Randy Mack? I know who he's picking in that game.
Oh, yeah, Rick's on his own island. You know Randy Mack's taking the Rams +3.
No problem with that whatsoever.
All right, what is the over-under number on Rams and Saints, John?
The over-under right now is over-under 56.5. Over-under 56.5.
Pick number 2 for your boy is the over in that football game. 56.5, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So you need high 20s, basically, for each team. You know, a 29-28 number, something like that's going to get the job done. I think it's 34-31, 33-30. I think it's something like that. I don't see 45-35 like it was the previous time. And another reason why I like this, I don't trust Jared Goff on the road in a big playoff game. His home-road splits, we've documented them all year, are terrible. But I do think the Rams, John, are going to put probably three TDs on the board, a field goal or two, and I do see the Saints going north of 30 points against that Ram defense. So I will take the over in the Rams and Saints game.
I am also going to take the over in this one. I think if the Rams are going to win, as I predicted, it is going to be in a shootout. They're not going to win 17-14. The Saints can win 17-14, 20-14. You saw it a week ago. I think the Rams are going to have to get off to a fast start, put their foot on the gas, going to have to be able to run the football. I think the game's going to be like 30-27, somewhere in that range. That'll get it over the 56.5 mark. So give me the over in the Saints and the Rams game. Preacher Man, what's Randy Mack got for the over-under on this one?
It's 3-3.
Okay.
Randy's also taking the over.
That means it's going to be 10-9. That means this game will be 10-9.
You know that ain't happening. All right, so let's move. And we're going to John and I are going to give you a couple of prop bets at the end.
Sure.
Randy only submitted the point spreads and the over-unders. So
he's so far ahead of us, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So four picks for him, and then we'll give you a couple of additional over-under picks. So let's talk about this Kansas City-New England game. I feel scuzzy as hell about this. I don't want to do this, but I have to do this. Because, John, what this season has taught me is – in fantasy and in, you know, this against the spread game that we play, there's a big difference between what you want to happen and what you think will happen and what will happen. And so what I want to happen is New England to lose. I want them to suck on Sunday night, okay? I want them to get beat 40-20, and you see the long-faced Tom Brady on the sideline the entire second half. But when I close my eyes and envision this game, I don't see Andy Reid walking across the field as a victorious head coach and shaking the hand of Bill Belichick. I just don't see it. So what is the point spread on this game?
Chiefs are a three-point favorite.
It's three. Wasn't it 3.5? No, the hook was on the other game and has come down. I will take the New England Patriots plus +3. Again, I feel sleazy about it. I don't like it. I want to be wrong about this. I hope I'm reverse jinxing it by doing it. But I don't trust Andy Reid, and he's going against the GOAT.
Let the record indicate here for all the fans of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game that Rick Campbell has chosen the Saints and the Patriots to come here to Atlanta. Direct all of your hate to Rick Campbell at what's your intercom email? Who knows? He doesn't check it anyway. So it doesn't matter. But, yeah, Rick has chosen Saints-Patriots. I refuse.
Am I winning or losing against the spread?
You haven't been very good with it.
Okay, so hopefully I'm reverse jinxing it. Atlanta, I do it for you.
I am taking the Chiefs in this game. I do think it's a changing of the guard in the AFC. Patrick Mahomes is a star. Kansas City, was it Matt Verderam earlier this week, said they have not given up over 30 points at home in 3 years. The Patriots are not good on the road. They're 3-5 on the road this year. This is a road game. It's going to be cold. It's in Kansas City. They haven't hosted an AFC championship game, I don't believe, ever. So it's going to be insane. Give me the Chiefs minus -3. I think the Chiefs win this game outright anyway. Preacher Man.
Randy McMichael is taking the Pats plus +3.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he did play for the Dolphins, and you would beat New England down in Miami all the time, but they just didn't beat him in New England. So I get it, Randy. I get it.
And then there's the fact that I don't think Randy McMichael trusts Andy Reid either.
Well, and I think he also doesn't like the Chiefs, being for the fact that he played for the Chargers, and one of their big rivals was the Chiefs.
Could be, man. Could be. What's the over-under on this game?
56.
56. I will be taking the under on this game. 56, so that's 28-28. So that could be 30-26, and you could still be, at the number and maybe go below. I see 24-20. I see 27. What was the number again?
56.
Yeah, I could see like 27-24, something like that. I think this game is in the 20s, not the 30s, because we saw it, John. I mean, New England's defense was really good last week against the Chargers. And then obviously in comeback mode, the Chargers tacked on some garbagey touchdowns in the second half. But that New England defense was ready to go. They were fresh. They had a great game plan. I think they're going to be fresh and have a great game plan against Patrick Mahomes. And not like bottle them up, but keep them from throwing for four touchdowns. I don't see Mahomes going that big. So I will take the under.
I will take the over in this game. I think this is game set up for a shootout. It's not going to be nearly as cold as it was supposed to be. It doesn't sound like the wind will be overly a factor there in Kansas City. So give me the Chiefs, or give me the over 56 in this one. What's Randy Mack got over there, Preacher Man?
Randy Mack is taking the under.
Okay. Boy, I'm on an island on this game.
So Randy and I are in lockstep. We got Pats in the under. You have Chiefs in the over. So that's how it goes, man.
No problem with that.
We'll see.
All right, what do you got for some prop bets?
Right.
We'll give you two of those as well.
There's one that I'm very passionate about, and it's Jared Goff. And I'll give you the numbers again. I just don't see a big game from Jared Goff. I could see 215 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Like I kind of think that that's going to be his stat line here. But Las Vegas has set his over-under number at 288.5 yards. Vegas, you didn't even need to deal with the .5 here, okay? 288.5. But, John, get these stats. Over the last six games for Jared Goff, these are without Cooper Kupp, and these are after the Rams-Chiefs game. He has six touchdowns and six interceptions in six games, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rams offense we're talking about. In those six games, he has zero touchdown passes in three of them, including last week against the Dallas Cowboys. In five of those six games, he has 216 passing yards or less. So in five of the last six, he hasn't even come close to the number of 288. And look, and Steve Merrill said, you know, fall behind, throw. I don't see them really falling behind. I think this game is going to be played within a four-point spread, seven-point spread, 10-point spread, one or two possessions. And I believe the running game is going to be a viable part of the offense for both teams throughout the game. So I don't think Goff is going to need to throw the ball 50 times. I'm taking the under on Goff at 288.5.
I am going to take the under on Drew Brees' completions. They have it right now at 25.5. I will take the under. Since basically the beginning of the year where Brees went 37, 28, and 39 in completions, he's only had four games where he's had over 25 completions. Way back on October the 8th, he had one against the Rams. He had 20. Actually, he was under there because he had 25 completions there. He had 27 against the Steelers and 28 last week against Philadelphia. If New Orleans wants to win this game, they don't want it in a shootout. I think they want to win it with defense and running it a little bit more. Give me the under on 25.5.
I like it, dude. I'm also my last pick here in our six-pack of picks. I am taking the over on Damian Williams rushing yards. The running back
for
Kansas City. See? You see what you did there? Take another guess and go lower.
70?
61.5.
Wow. Okay.
I can't. There's no guarantees, all right? I feel really good about this line and him going over of it. Last week, 129 yards against the Colts. Good run defense there. 2 weeks previous to that, he had 103. John, here's the deal. I think Vegas is overreacting to the return of Spencer Ware. But we know that Andy Reid is basically a one running back guy. He doesn't like the split backfield. So I will take the over. Damian Williams, 61.5 rushing yards.
I am going to take the over on Todd Gurley rushing yards. 71.5 is the number. He's going to go north of, he'll go about 90. I don't think he'll get 100 because the Saints just don't give up 100 yards. But they'll have about 150 on the ground combined between him and soft C.J. Anderson. We come back. It's Preacher Man's time to shine with From the Bible.
Well, Mark brought this up in Read Between the Lines. Charles Barkley also weighed in on what he thought about Kyrie Irving's leadership and comments.
Hallelujah indeed on your home for Super Bowl 53 in the ATL, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Paul Bible's going to bring you From the Bible in our next hour, NBA Fast Break at the top of the hour. And at 1:20 in one more round, we're going to ask you, are you going to any anti-Saints viewing parties? And if maybe you find that a Saints viewing party is going on in town, are you going to go to that establishment and create a ruckus? You know, we don't condone, like, fighting and violence and stuff like that. But, John, it is a heated rivalry.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Are you doing it?
Hell no. I'll be in my basement watching the game in peace.
You're not going to fire on Cuz?
No.
You're not going to stole on him?
Maybe.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now.
I mean, I've seen some establishments around here that are having championship watch parties. You can't be mad at them. They're going to maximize their money.
But see, here's the problem. We are the host city.
Right.
It is our job, and as unpopular as this is to be a good host city. We fought to get the Super Bowl here. All right? Atlanta City Council, the city government, the state of Georgia, we fought to get it here. Now, unfortunately, they may have one of our biggest bitter enemy rivals here. It is still our job to be the host city.
I mean, Mr. Glass Half Full, the president,
yeah,
just rolling
too
out the welcome mat. Preacher Man, we're not quite as classy as that guy right there, are we?
Oh, I know I'm not. I mean, you know, you got the team with the ugly score on you in the Super Bowl that could possibly come to town.
They keep bringing that up, right?
And your hated rivals. So, yeah, I wouldn't.
The sad thing is I'd much rather have the ugly score team here than those other people. Way more. I mean, yeah, no love for that team.
Be the better city. Be the better fan, Falcons Nation. Be the better fan.
Doop da doop da doo.
I'm just saying.
Don't be the better fan.
Be the better fan.
Because you know what? They're not
represent your city.
No, no,
represent.
Mark. No.
Be proud of Atlanta.
No.
Be proud that we have the game here.
When we lost in the NFC Championship game in 2012, you know where the Super Bowl was that year? It was in New Orleans. And you know who got crap every corner we walked on in New Orleans by Be Better City? Was all those idiots from New Orleans. I ain't being better than none of y'all. Don't walk up to me. Hey!
Don't stoop to their level.
I'll stoop below their level.
You know what? Well played. Never mind. Go be jerks!
I will trip you from behind. There's plenty of potholes on Peachtree that maybe you can fall into.
Wow.
Just not my wife.
I just, if you saw a Saints fan riding on a bird, would you take him out? Would you just do the quick lefty swerve, just take him out?
I might do like Tony Schiavone said yesterday. He said, I got a metal plate in my arm. I'm just going to clothesline one of these people on a bird scooter. You're wearing your Michael Thomas jersey. I'm not sure I could drop kick you anymore, but I could definitely hit you like Terry Tate off his linebacker. Preacher Man, what you got?
All right, I found us a little DA of the day today. We haven't done this in a while.
Wow, that's the early DA of the day.
So apparently a man who allegedly threw hot coffee on a teenage employee at South Carolina McDonald's drive-thru was arrested, according to police. On December 22nd, surveillance video captured a man throwing hot coffee on the 16-year-old girl of a Camden McDonald's after he reportedly had to wait too long to receive his order of French fries. The Camden Police Department said an arrest warrant was issued for Joshua Emery Noel for assault and battery second degree after they received several tips from individuals who identified Noel as the man in the surveillance video.
Now, what a freaking loser.
I think it goes further because I've seen the picture of the guy, Paul. You have to describe.
Is he from Florida?
Yes.
He has rainbow colored hair.
Yeah, he has.
So it's kind of hard to miss.
Is he from Florida?
No, he's
no,
in
South Carolina. South Carolina?
Yeah, normally it would be Florida.
Normally it's Florida.
That would be an easy guess. But the dude literally has hair like Tekashi 6x9. He's got rainbow colored hair.
That went right over my head.
You have no need to know. That guy's a clown rapper.
The only rainbow wig guy I know. Remember back in the day at golf tournaments, the dude would hold up the John 3:16 sign with the rainbow wig? Anybody remember that?
Not really.
Way too old for that?
Pretty much.
Mark Owens, you remember that? Why aren't you getting on the mic to corroborate it? Because everybody's like, Camley, you suck. You don't even know.
Well, now I agree with that part. But I also remember the John 3:16 guy.
Hold up, Rick, come here. I want you to look at the mugshot of this good dude. And how hard was it to figure out he was the perpetrator? He literally has aqua.
There's a lot going on there, John.
He's got aqua purple orange hair, and it's shoulder length.
That guy's a mess.
I'm not sure that that's how he came out of the womb. I'm not
sure
that's all.
That's not how he came
that's
out of the
not
womb.
Au natural. If you're going to do a crime, have like a bald head or something.
Oh, man.
Or maybe have long hair and cut it off after you do the crime.
I hope the girl's okay, man. I mean, trust me. Charity, I don't drink coffee. Charity has me sometimes get a coffee from McDonald's for her. It's hotter than lava.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't imagine throwing that on somebody. That guy's a loser.
He's going to spend some time in jail.
Yeah, I hate it for him. All right, MTV star Julia Rose, you can use this as research material if you want, has got you covered for all your Super Bowl cravings ahead of the big game because she's serving up all the good stuff on one particular platter.
Wow.
That would be herself. The model turned reality TV star who appeared on MTV's Are You the One did a smoking hot shoot with some guy named Chris Applebaum where she's half covered in LA Rams gear and half covered in ice cream. Yummy. So weird. But anyway, she's been featured in Sports Illustrated before also, and so it looks like she's getting back into her pastime of modeling. She's also making bold predictions about who will be in the big game.
Pardon me, Preacher Man.
Yes, sir.
She's also getting back into the business of Flesh Fest 2019. Take it off. Take it off, Julia Rose.
I was not.
She's hot.
I wasn't familiar with her work, but that will be early research material.
Yeah, she's hot. No doubt about it.
I mean, Eddie Murphy ate a steak off the back of a French model. There's a video or a picture of Eddie Murphy.
He ate sushi back in the day.
He actually had a full steak, like steak and fries, on the back of a model, and he's just cutting the steak.
I'm not mad at that.
That's a little degrading.
I mean, if she wanted it, I mean, it might be. I'm not trying to, like, if she wasn't. Anyway, dude, don't take me down that road.
Was a gig. I'm sure it paid well.
I'm just saying, like if she wanted
it
and was cool with it.
Down the road.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But I had something else to say there, and I can't remember it now, so I'm worried about being in trouble.
All right, Mark brought this up earlier in Read Between the Lines about Kyrie Irving calling LeBron James to apologize. Well, of course, you know, Chuck never misses an opportunity to chime in on certain topics. Chuck wasn't feeling Kyrie's comments about calling LeBron to apologize.
Me
either. He said. This is, comes from Inside the NBA on TNT from Thursday. I didn't like it at all, Barkley said. It seemed like he was saying, we're losing because of these guys. They're young. They don't know how to win. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year without him. You don't have to tell people you're a leader. Just be a leader.
How many times have I said that? You don't say, I'm the team leader here. I'm a leader. You don't say it. You just do it. Thank you, Charles. The whole thing. So what happened first? Okay? Kyrie Irving made the mistake of calling out his teammates, saw the whole thing blow up in his face, and then he called LeBron James to apologize? Or did he call LeBron James to apologize because it was tough to lead him and Kyrie's finding it tough to lead these Celtics?
I'm going with the latter.
So I'm just saying, man, I like Kyrie Irving. I'm a fan of his. You'll see him at State Farm Arena on Saturday night with one of the greatest handles in NBA history. I'm a fan of his, man. Like I like to say, I'll get over this. I'll move on. But right now we're in the news cycle vacuum of it. I just don't like it.
I'm just still looking at Julia Rose and seeing who she's picking in the Super Bowl. That's what's important here.
All right, I always like to keep you guys updated with Tim Tebow and his MLB career. The outfielder has been invited to spring training with the big boys in Port. I can't even say it. Copy that down, MLB.
Yep.
Port St. Lucie. Uh-huh. There will be coverage, intense baseball celebrity coverage. It also says Tebow took a big step forward last year. He was hitting 273 with 6 homers and 36 RBIs for the New York Mets AA affiliate in Binghamton. His season, however, was derailed in July when he broke his hand. He does turn 32 in August, so if he's going to make it to the majors, he better step on it.
He's 32 already?
In August.
How old are we?
Really
old.
Old.
It
dude.
Seems like just yesterday he was here at the SEC title game like 7 years in a row. He's 32?
I got to give him credit, man. I thought it was a publicity stunt. I thought it was all about selling jerseys. It's not. He's a good baseball player. I don't think he's – I mean, I you know, Preachman, I'm not even going to say he's not a major league player because I already said that I didn't even think he would do anything in minor league baseball. He hit 273 last – was that double A, Preachman?
Yeah, double A.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's pretty good. So I'm done hating on Tebow and the baseball thing. I take it all back, man. It was not a publicity stunt. The guy is a baller and a gamer and you got to love Tim Tebow. Is he still a virgin, by the way?
He's getting married.
I don't know, but he's getting married to a Miss World.
Can he finally get some nookie? Finally?
He gets married.
Probably after he says I do.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe that he's still a virgin. I know a lot of other people do believe that he's a virgin. I ain't buying that. This guy has been pictured with the hottest women in humanity, like hip to hip, for like 10 years, 12 years. I don't buy that he has never tasted the apple, as they say, all these years.
Well, I'm not going to put his business on the street, but somebody used to work here who knew Tebow in high school said that he's not. So.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
What? So somebody who worked here, what about Tebow?
Said he's not.
But what was the relationship to him?
I just knew him around school.
Okay, so they knew him around school. Mm-hmm. So then just knowing him in high school means that not knowing him post-high school, you know that he never did it with anybody.
Right.
Yeah, I'm finding that hard to believe.
All right, I'm going to give you a bonus.
Are you buying that?
No, I'm not never thought. What, the University of Florida? Come on.
Oh, shots fired.
It's the University of Florida. There's some hot girls on that campus. Then there's some other ones. Research material, a little bonus version. This may be an oldie, but it's a goodie, and I pulled this one up just for Rick. XOO Bruna. Bruna. XOO Bruna.
Got it.
Preacher man. Oh, yeah. You'll know that one well. Hey, we got the NBA fast break coming up, plus prize picks. Did we win last night? How close were we? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9, the game.
All right, there you go. It is our NBA fast break. Very excited that this segment is back. And we will give you fantasy picks at the end of this segment, brought to you by Prize Picks. John and I have been having fun with that. Are we going NBA or NFL today?
We can do whatever you want. And that's the great thing when you play Prize Picks. You can do golf. You can do NHL. You can do NBA. I like
NBA. I'm doing NFL today.
Okay.
You do what you want to do. I'm doing NFL today.
Well, don't forget, this hour of the program brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance if you check out Geico. It is time for the NBA fast break. And it looks like Boogie Cousins back. He said something about Golden State being the most hated team in all of sports, and I think you and I spent a little time on this yesterday, but I don't agree with anything Boogie Cousins is saying with that.
I don't either. And this is, look, I got to give him a lot of credit, man. This is a speedy recovery from Achilles surgery. He ruptured his Achilles late last January, and so he's coming back inside of a year out from when he ruptured it. Not surgery, but from when he first had the injury. He's worked his butt off. He's been a really solid citizen for Golden State. I've been watching these games, and it really looks like he's vibing, especially with Draymond Green. But it looks like he's vibing with the other guys. I saw him vibing with Curry the other night when Curry was hitting all those threes. It looks like he's really settled into that Golden State culture. There's been talk and word that he would re-sign there, and it wouldn't just be a one-and-done engagement with Golden State. I'll believe that when I see it, because he's going to be a free agent this offseason. And, John, Boogie Cousins has never gotten the mountain of money.
Nope.
Okay? The first contract, I think, was $54 million over 3 years, about $17 per. Really good contract. But that was before the new TV contract and the whole thing just exploded. And Sacramento, because DeMarcus has personality flare-ups and he's pouty and he's, you know, kind of a tough dude sometimes. They didn't want to give him all the money. They didn't want to pay him max money. He's on a one-year, $5.3 million deal right now. And by the way, tonight, I mean, how glitzy is this? I'll be watching. ESPN, 10:30, Warriors at Clippers.
Nice.
Whoa, right? What a game. It's a rivalry game. You get Cousins' return. I just wish Blake Griffin was still a Clipper for this game, because DeMarcus Cousins and Blake Griffin hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hate each other. Like, Scottie Pippen and Isaiah Thomas hate each other.
Well, here's something interesting. DeMarcus Cousins actually tried to get back sooner
with Golden State.
He had attempted to return a couple of weeks ago, but the organization wanted to implement a 10-minute playing restriction. Cousins said, yeah, I'm good on that. I'll stay here and continue to rehab. He wants to come back and have a full-on go, which, assumingly, he's going to have tonight. Now, I don't expect him to play 35, 40 minutes. He's probably going to be 26, 27 minutes, somewhere in there. Golden State plays a style where they don't need him to play 40 minutes. As a guy that's come back from an Achilles twice, and again, not even close to that type of level, mentally, it's going to take him a few trips up and down the court. It might take him a game or two with dealing with soreness the day after before mentally he puts it behind him that, all right, I can go do everything that I've done before. And we've seen all the videos of DeMarcus Cousins playing one-on-one with Kevin Durant. He's getting there. But it's a difference between practice speed and game speed, and tonight will be the first night you get him back.
I'm looking at these minutes for Golden State. I know that Steve Kerr does not want to rock this way. It's our NBA Fast Break. I'm Rick. He's John.
Hi.
We're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know that Steve Kerr doesn't want these minutes to rock this way. This year, Kevin Durant is at 35.6 minutes per game. Curry is at 34.4, Klay Thompson is at 34.3, and Draymond Green is at 31.5. Draymond's number is fine. He doesn't want those guys at 34 and 35 minutes because, of course, John, they have two additional months on their season when you go through the playoffs and then to the finals. So what Boogie Cousins' return is going to do is allow him to play these guys less. You know, and it'll only be like 2 or 3 minutes a game. It's going to be you're not even as a fan going to notice the difference, but their bodies will know the difference late May and into June. So that's a huge benefit for Cousins coming back. John, I don't think he's going to hit 30 minutes for quite a while here.
Me neither.
And
maybe not
all
till
year.
The playoffs.
Maybe not till the playoffs. Because it's all about, look, they just passed Denver into first place in the West. And, John, I really think that they want first place in the West. They did not have it last year. They had to go into Houston, as you recall and you know, to win that Game 7. They don't want to do that again. They want Game 7 at Oracle. This competitive bunch right here, John, that is in the middle of a dynasty, it's not like they don't want it tough, like they want the easy way out. They just know that if they get Game 7 at Oracle Arena, it's over.
Right.
It's a wrap. The other team need not apply. It's like a Game 7 at TD Garden up in Boston. And go back through the annals, right? Game 7 at Boston Garden. How'd the other team fare in those games, John?
They fared as losers. That's how they fared.
Like Hugh Douglas says, bring forth the sacrificial lamb. The Milwaukee Bucks last year were that sacrificial lamb going to Boston for a Game 7. So the Cousins' return is huge. Let me, John, let me drop a thought on you right here. Because, by the way, shots per game, Klay Thompson, you just lost 3 or 4 shots per game. Draymond Green may never shoot the ball again. I'm serious. Like, Draymond Green right now, John, is taking 6.8 shots per game.
Mm-hmm. Which is nothing.
Which is nothing in 31.5 minutes. And because you got Durant and Curry and Klay. Now you got Boogie, who's way better than Draymond Green. We all know that, and we appreciate what Draymond does. Boogie is a four-time All-Star and career averages of 22 and 11. Come on, he's a better player than Draymond. Cousins coming back to me is really bad news for Draymond Green, who in a couple of years is going to look to get paid a mountain of money. You got to have stats to get paid. And usually the guys that get paid in the NBA, John, are the top scorers. And so if you're averaging 6.5 points per game, it's going to be tough to get that big payday. What about bringing Draymond Green off the bench and keeping Kevon Looney in the starting lineup, who's been solid doing his role with the, sort of the dirty work stuff, put Cousins at four. And I'm playing this out a little bit. I just don't think Draymond Green's going to be happy. Yeah, he's not going to have the ball in his hands. He's not going to have shots.
I don't know what he does for them as far as setting screens, helping defense. Because let's be real, Klay can be a defender. Steph is eh. Kevin Durant, when he wants to defend, can defend, but you're not going to get that. And Kevon Looney can be a guy that's an eraser down low. Draymond has to be with that group. He helps them. He's the glue dude. I right now would bring Boogie Cousins off the bench. Keep the same five. Let Boogie come in. You need a scorer off the bench to go with the group that they have with Iggy and some of the other players. But you now would have a go-to back to the basket different than what you'd have on the floor with your true starting unit. I'd bring Boogie off the bench, and then you know what? You can ease him along where there's no pressure.
These are all possibilities. It's going to be fascinating to watch. The thing with Boogie Cousins is, the urgency for him to rack up stats to get paid is even more than Draymond Green because Cousins is going to be a free agent this offseason. And when you come off the bench, I don't think that's the best look in terms of your agent selling you to other teams. So we'll see how it plays out, John. What's probably going to happen is they're going to go with this starting five through the rest of the year and measure minutes and you know, stagger playing time for guys. And Steve Kerr's brilliant at that stuff. But, I mean – This is just an embarrassment of riches. Right. When I was working the desk of NBA TV when this news dropped last summer, and it was me and Sekou Smith, and dang it, I forget the third dude I was out there with. We were just, our jaws were dropped. They literally hit the table. We could not believe that Boogie Cousins was going to the Golden State Warriors. Just to give you, like, in the moment, like at the same exact time, we found out Rondo was going to L.A. and Julius Randle was going to the Pelicans. So it was like this crazy little vacuum, this little hour of big, big moves that we were talking about. That's why I love NBA free agency. But, and ESPN was asking earlier today, is this the best starting five in NBA history? It's like, whoa, they haven't even played a game together. Right. Like if this starting five rips off 13 straight wins or something, okay, then let's have that conversation.
Get into the 20 straight wins. 13 straight wins has been done. By the way, NBA All-Star, the third returns came in yesterday. LeBron still the leading vote getter. Luka Doncic, second, Paul George, third when it comes to front court. Paul George is above Kevin Durant, which is crazy. And then the guards right now in the West, Steph Curry and Derrick Rose. Rose has about a 400,000 vote lead, at least in the fan vote, over James Harden. A 700,000 vote lead over Russell Westbrook. Over on the East side, it's Giannis, it's Kawhi, and Embiid are your three leading vote getters in the front court. Those are going to be your starters. They've run away with it. Guards are Kyrie Irving and Dwayne Wade. Wade's got about a 600,000 vote lead over Kemba Walker. He stretched it. It was about 400,000 after the second returns. Again, they will have, 25% players, 25% coaches. The only one right now that I could truthfully say, there's two that I could see that are going to switch. Kevin Durant will be the starter in the front court in the West over Paul George, in my estimation, and James Harden will overtake Derrick Rose.
Here's where I disagree with you. I think Paul George and Kevin Durant are going to be starters on the Western Conference All-Star team. Doncic right now, the fans are in love. 3,300,000 votes.
Right.
LeBron is at 3,700,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
How about Doncic being in the stratosphere of LeBron James?
Right.
Does that not trip you out and cause your eyes to roll back into your head? But I think the coaches, John, are going to say, nah, we got to make this rook earn it, you know? And I think the players are going to hate. I think the players are going to be, oh, hell nah. A 19-year-old European dude come over here and be an all-star in year one when LeBron wasn't an all-star in year one, when Ben Simmons wasn't an all-star in year one? Hell nah. So I think Doncic is going to be voted down, and it might not be picked by the coaches as a reserve on the West All-Star team.
Oh, he'll definitely be picked as a reserve.
I would take the word definitely out of that sentence.
I would think so. My opinion, I think he's absolutely a reserve.
If you put he will possibly be, I or even probably, but definitely, I I definitely disagree with that word.
Here's my thing. As much as the players may hate and the coaches may say no, they're going to look around and go, you know, this game is still for the fans that are here. And the fans want this dude in the All-Star game.
We are overdue for a juice box bet.
Will he be in the All-Star game? I'll absolutely take it.
I love it.
Absolutely. Luka Doncic will be in the All-Star game.
Done. I'm going to go.
Preacher man, write that
one
down.
I'm going to go 20 juice boxes?
Absolutely.
Done. Let's do it. No qualifiers, no nothing.
Nope,
either he makes it or he doesn't. I love
it. Now there might be
this.
Seven injuries and he gets in and
love
I still
it.
Win.
You still win. It doesn't matter if there's injury replacements. Cool. We got a juice box bet. John, look, again, I think it is a healthy possibility that he makes the All-Star team. But I think the players are going to play or hate, and I think the coaches are going to make him earn it. The fans obviously want to see him there, but I don't think the coaches and the players are going to be caught up in what the fans want. I think they're going to be caught up in what they want.
Well, what I want is to give away $1,000.
Like right now.
Boop, boop. Do it. It's time for the code word. Why do I have that one memorized? I'm going to make that Mark Owens ringtone every time he calls me.
Mark, you know you love it.
You love it. You keep playing.
He's got his head in his hands.
Remix of the remix.
Hey, the code word right now is web. W-E-B. You never want to get caught in a spider's
web.
Because then you're sitting there picking it out of your beard and your hair and everything else. Web is the code word. Text web right now to 72881. Again, web to 72881. It's your chance to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. For complete rules, visit 929thegame.com. Do you remember the Cobb
web
backfield for Tennessee in the late 90s?
That's a good call by you.
Remember that one?
I do.
Reggie Cobb and Chuck Webb, I believe, were the two tailbacks. They called it the Cobb Webb backfield.
Reggie Cobb, better NFL player.
Yeah, I don't know that Chuck Webb ever made it. No. I think it was Chuck Webb. Somebody will text me and tell me I'm stupid.
Hey, so let's put the actual sound with what we were talking about. DeMarcus Cousins talking about his Golden State Warriors being the most hated team in sports, which, of course, John and I aren't buying.
Don't really pay us attention to storylines. I mean, they're going to say what they have to say. They're going to have their opinions. We're the most hated team in sports. So
you think you're the most hated team in sports?
I
would say that there are a lot of people in this country who love to hate the Yankees or the Cowboys.
Put us up there. I would say the Warriors are for sure. You know, they hate Kevin. They hate me. I think the only guy they really like is Steph. They may hate him as well. They hate Draymond. But, I mean, it is what it is. So.
Okay, the only people hating on Steph Curry
are haters.
Are old dudes. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I should say old heads, right? the 50s and 60s and 70-year-old basketball fans, right? Look, I talked to Oscar Robertson about Stephen Curry a couple of years ago, face-to-face with Oscar Robertson. He did not have kind words to say about Steph Curry.
Right.
And he respected him, but there was a yeah but to it. And you could tell that, I was better than this kid.
Right.
And I ain't getting nearly the, you know what I mean? It was a lot of that going on. So I think some of the old heads may hate on Steph a little bit. I know some opposing teams don't like it. When Steph hits a three in front of your bench and he looks over with a little shimmy.
I love it.
I do too, but they don't love it. But
Jack Parkman used to love it as well.
But, dude, the kids, all the kids, every single kid loves Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. They all want number 30 jerseys and the whole thing. KD going from OKC to Golden State has brought hate his way. I don't agree with it, but he's brought hate his way. Draymond Green is so animated and demonstrative, right? He brings hate his way. Who hates Klay Thompson?
Well, nobody does.
Who hates Klay Thompson?
And DeMarcus
Cousins has created some dislike as well.
You know what else people don't hate?
Huh.
Fantasy games.
Now it's time for the Rick and John Fantasy Pick of the Day, brought to you by Prize Picks.
Well, and if you want to check this out, again, we're telling you it's the most fun new daily fantasy game. Go to Prize Picks at the iTunes store. You can download the app right there. Also, send them to myprizepicks.com, myprizepicks.com. When you download the app, use the promo code 929. New members who sign up and make their first deposit are going to get a free two-entry pick to win $50 and 100% first deposit instant match. So $50 will get you $100 in promo money to play with. It's literally just a fantasy game where you pick overs and unders. Yesterday, I went 1 out of 2. Unfortunately, Marvin Williams was over 26.6. I think he had 32. So I did not give you a winner. I did give you DeAndre Ayton, who was way over the points today. We got to get to it really quickly, Rick. So my prize pick, my fantasy picks for today are pretty simple. Let me find them right here. I have Justice Winslow. I'm going to take my dude, Justice Winslow, the over-under is 33. I'm taking the over. Since he's been inserted as the starting point guard for the Miami Heat, Justice has been balling. And I'm also going to take the over on Kyrie Irving. 42.4 is the over-under for him. I'm going to take the over. He had 18 assists the other day. Probably have like 7 or 8. Give him 30 points. Give me the over for Kyrie Irving and the over for Justice Winslow.
I'm going NFL. I'm taking the over on Julian Edelman's receiving yards at 78.5. Last week he had a 151. And I'm going to take the over, John, on Robert Woods' receiving yards at 74.5.
So the fantasy points for them, Robert Woods would be 18.5, and Julian Edelman is at 20.
Taking the over.
Woo! Big numbers
taking the
for
over.
Woods and Edelman. We come back. We're going to talk some NFC Championship game. Would you go to an anti-Saints viewing party? Do you even want to be associated with anybody wearing those colors other than my wife? It's coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9.
It is time for one more round, and here's the deal. We want phone calls right now because we love you guys, and we want some phone calls on the Midday Show with Rick and John. It's a party, actually, minus the booze. 404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. Here's the deal. You know that there are going to be Saints viewing parties this weekend. There will be. These guys were telling me already that there's a joint that they know is going to have a Saints viewing party as they try to beat the Rams and go to the Super Bowl right here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to bum rush
those?
Well, I'm asking you and the people. You're going to bum rush those Saints viewing parties, protest them, show up with a Tack McKinley jersey or a Matt Ryan jersey or a Devontae Freeman jersey and just be like, yo, what up? I like beer too. I like football too. And so call us. Like, are you going to go into the belly of the beast? Preacher man, I'm too tired, right? I would promise not to overuse that phrase.
Belly of the beast.
But I'm too tired. I may overuse it at this point. I know why. Well, okay, what's the over-under? What's the amount of times I can use belly of the beast? Okay, that's two.
Yeah, that, you're done.
Then I can use it in this segment.
That's the line of demarcation.
I think I got like three more to go, and then you're about to get cut off.
No. He is not using that three more times.
Well, I'm giving him a pass due to the fact of lack of sleep.
That's a good job by Preacher Man. I appreciate the generosity.
That sounds like a him problem, not an us problem.
Well, it is a him problem,
He's
but he works on the show.
$50,000 tickets to the Shaq Fun Factory. For
what? What about what?
Hey, didn't you say you were going to buy the 10-pack, the $50,000 joint?
Yeah, no.
No, he said he's looking for the hookup. He's already got two. The rest of us are just out of luck.
Well, but I'm trying to get you in luck.
Yeah.
I got a hookup on two. I'm trying to get a hookup on four. And so, trust me, when I sent that email, I was like, oh, God, here it goes. You only live once, right? Because I got to
it.
It's
the Super Bowl. When's the next time the Super Bowl is going to be
here? I know. I'm like, could I possibly get two more? Send. And then fingers crossed. And so we'll see how it happens. But I'm trying to get all four of us to the funhouse.
That's going to be awesome. By the way, I did want to mention this. Kyle Flood has taken the job at Alabama. He's going to be the new offensive line coach. So there will be a job opening for time management challenge guy / special assistant to Dan Quinn. Q, bro, I'm already there. We're boys. You dap me up all the time. You've came and talked to Preacher Man and I at Flowery Branch. I could be your dude. I think Wes and Arch would be okay if I say late second quarter. Hey, guys, I got other responsibilities. Just don't come to me for the last 2 minutes. You want to dock me $50? Dock me. I think they'd be okay with it. Dan, plus the timeout. Come on, coach. Got to do it right now.
I mean, you could just yell at him. You're right there. Look, the key to end of the – and it's – it okay, it doesn't really matter what happened is. Take your timeouts when the other team has the ball. That's the chess part of this. Everybody thinks, let's let the clock tick, 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 and then take timeouts when you got the rock. You just lost a minute 45 letting the other team just run the clock. Mm-hmm. Take your timeouts when they have the ball because time doesn't matter to them. When time matters to you, you're going to go fast. You're going to throw sideline routes to get out of bounds, right? When they have the ball, they're going to run the ball up the middle and force you to take, oh, you didn't take a timeout, so I'm going to bleed all of the 45-second clock. Play clock, and come on, man, you just take the timeouts when the other team has the ball. It's not that hard.
Rick, I was kind of a G playing Madden or playing college football on PlayStation. If you rattled off about three plays in a row against me in the first half, boop! No. It was like Jim Boeheim when you hit down two or three threes in a row against the 2-3 zone. That, we're going to take a timeout. This run ain't happening. I used to have my friends.
So you took the Greg Popovich timeout.
Oh, absolutely.
So literally, Pop will be San Antonio Spurs coach. He'll be up 23 points. late third quarter, the opposition will go three, stop three,
boom,
and get it from 23 to 17. Timeout. Yep. And he runs out on the court yelling at his team. That's the Popovich timeout.
I also would do the I'm up 7-0 in the first quarter and you try to go hurry up and I'm stuck in a 4-3. No. Nope. You ain't going to get a free touchdown.
It.
And my friends would be
Dude,
you really called a timeout there? Yeah, you had me in a bad defense. I'm not having my linebacker covering your slot receiver. Not doing that.
You don't want to win.
No, I needed to win.
Need to win.
Yeah, I would also controller and slam it on the ground if I needed to.
Not like your boy Mark Richt.
Let's take a couple of calls here. 404-74.
What would you do to him if you saw him? If he walked through here right now and went into Terry Fox's office, would you just like... Would you kick him in the store or what?
Dude, he's not my coach anymore. He's not my problem.
See, I got a grimace from Mark Owens. That's all I was trying to do right
here.
So once again, bullseye.
Here's what I'm happy for. He's a great man. We all know that. He was also man enough to walk away from a lot of money that made it really easy for Miami to do what they needed to do in the offseason. He could have been a jerk and taken $20 million in a buyout. And nobody would have blamed them.
Did they pay him the $1 million back for investing into the facility or whatever?
No, he actually owns the 6.5-yard line. It's the Mark Richt 6.5-yard line. They're at the Carol Soffer indoor practice facility down there in Coral Gables. Let's go to Shayla. Shayla, would you go to a New Orleans Saints party this weekend?
Hey, oh my God, I'm on the radio. Awesome.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to New Orleans this weekend for a wedding. Like, how horrible is that? I really want to cancel.
Now, how close are the people that you're going to go to a wedding during the championship games?
We went to high school together, so I got to go. And I hate the Saints, and they know. And the day after, they're having a watch party for, like, after the wedding. Like, I'm not going to that. I'm going to have to go, but
all
I don't want to.
Okay. Well, enjoy. I always said football season weddings, I don't care how close you are, I ain't going.
So
from August to February, don't ask. I ain't coming.
Like, John and I don't take our gigs for granted because we bust our butts for your entertainment and for your knowledge and all that kind
of
stuff. But it is so cool to hear somebody get so geeked up about being on the radio. Shayla, that was refreshing, man. Keep calling. Keep listening. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? And you're a better friend than me. You're going all the way to New Orleans. And I don't blame you. Don't go to the Saints party the next day. But if they lose...
It sounded like she was going to the Saints party.
No, she said she's not. She said, I'm not going.
No, she at the end, she said she didn't want to go, but she said she probably would.
Okay. See, if they lose, that's when you just pop in and you say something stupid and you walk back out.
Drew Brees sucks. Get her, right? Run.
It's like the angry mob in Euro Trip when it's a bunch of naked dudes chasing the one girl that was on the beach. You guys didn't like Euro Trip, did you?
I thought Euro Trip was pretty good.
Euro Trip was awesome.
I'm a Euro Trip fan.
I thought Euro Trip was pretty good.
I'll stop and watch it if it's
awesome. Oh, yeah.
No. Poor man's Road Trip.
Beep, beep. Mail, mother.
Nah. I liked Road Trip better, but Euro Trip was okay.
I used to have that on my email back in Nashville. So I'd be sitting in the office and the speakers would turn up and come on.
The worst is, and that was my email ringtone. So it was on my phone. It'd be beep, beep. Mail, mother. And my son wasn't living with me at the time.
Sorry, Minister. Apologize.
So there would be times he would be with me, and I'd forget to turn the volume down, and you're just walking through a store, beep, beep, mail, mother. Oh. And, of course, the other parents go, look at this, dude. Look at this guy.
Yeah, but
at
the parent-teacher conference, at least you know what the kid's problem is.
So they're going, look at this, dude. He looks like a combo of a bouncer and pit bull. What the hell's going on with this guy?
And he's got his mail saying, mail mother bleeper. Let's go to Jay in the truck. Jay in the truck, now you've been to Georgia Tech parties, which I'm sure are a lot of fun. Would you go to a Saints party?
I've been to my share of Georgia Tech parties with, a legend. You know, the wife is a legend. Anyway, I would not attend a Saints party because I can't see myself drinking amongst those commoners. I can't.
Nice.
They're below my pay grade, so I can't do it. But I'm not even mad. Everybody's up here in their feelings. If they come to the Super Bowl, they're going to be in their feelings. I'm not in my feelings. You know what? The Falcons should have tried harder. They know it was at stake. They know the Super Bowl was in their house. So I ain't even mad about that, man. Falcons, Dan Quinn, you're on the clock. Step the game up. But I got a question.
Hey, Jay, before we let you go, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Jay, does Georgia Tech still have unbelievably boring uniforms, or has Jeff Collins changed that as the new head coach?
I really hope that he bring the whole dome back, but I don't know. We will see. But I got a question for y'all. Schedule for next year. If he said that, oh, Simpson opens up with a Slappy. I was like, you do know you have to open up with Georgia Tech, right? And she was like, exactly. Y'all be in my feelings about that? Uh-oh, not. I'm just saying.
Jay, I'm going to be honest. She's telling the truth.
Compared to Clemson?
Yeah, they are a Slappy.
You're a Slappy.
Compared to Clemson, everybody's a Slappy, except really Syracuse right now. Yeah, don't be in your feelings yet. We like what Jeff Collins is doing. Like, in all honesty, we have fun with Georgia Tech fans. And Jay's a great dude. I like what Jeff Collins is going to bring. I like the staff that he's brought. It's going to take a year or two to even get close. That's going to be blowout city at Clemson, South Carolina to open the season.
It is, and you're going to be a Slappy that night, I'll tell you that. Let's bring in Gregory right here. Gregory, it's one more round. You're on with your boys, Rick and John. What you got, man? You going to a Saints viewing party? You're going to act the fool?
No. My buddy, we married to a Saints fan.
Okay, go on, Gregory. What's up, man?
Yeah, my buddy Mayor to a Saints fan. And
condolences.
You know, he's a Falcon fan, so when I go over there, I had to root for the Falcons, but, you know, it'd be hectic.
So do you want to borrow my Marshall Faulk Rams jersey to wear over to that party?
No, he even doesn't want that. Hey, let's take one more. Let's go to Joseph and Marietta. I think I know this guy. I think me and him have had some moments on the flag football field. Joseph, what's up? Right.
Ask what I was wondering. You going to stole on me Monday night, or I need to bring a shoulder brace, buddy?
Hey, be careful.
I understand. Listen, I'm going to go to a Saints viewing party, not just so I can disrupt it, man. We deserve what we get, but, you know, I'm a big Falcon guy, especially after talking to you about Matt Ryan. So, been listening to you all morning, bro. Keep it up.
Appreciate it, Joseph.
Thanks,
now,
Joseph.
Now, here's what's funny, Rick. Remember when I said I hit
I really think he might act the fool at that
Saints
party.
Oh, that dude's
party.
A nut. He's a nut in a good way. remember the guy I said I hit? Playing quarterback, and me and him kind of got into that with Sam. Then we ended up talking it out the other day. He goes,
and now you're best friends, right?
No, I wouldn't say we're best friends, but we're cool. We're good. He goes, dude, that's not like me. I said, yeah, typically it is like me, so it's a little different.
So we were just talking about this comedy Night School. Did you watch, because you said you watched part of it.
I haven't seen it all yet.
Did you watch to the point where Kevin Hart reached into his pants and did something to try to not pay the bill at the restaurant?
Yes, that was the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah. So later in the – well, anyway, I don't want to spoil it for you, but watch that movie, everybody, Night School. It's a funny movie.
It's funny, and the week in review, well, it's just childish. Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony. I don't do the shimmy very well. My balance is off. My legs are jacked up. I got a wide bottom. There's not a lot of maneuverability through those seats.
Cody was the stabber and did an amazing job. Did not have to do it twice or three times.
Final cut. Hold on now.
I like it heavy. I like it hard. And we bring it to you.
Get it cracking then. Let's go.
So I think all of us might be meat guys. I'm going to fillet you, and then I'm going to have you later on a sandwich with a little hot sauce.
Just slice me right open, grill me, and I'll be lovely.
Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some.
And you would just play all day long. Baseball, basketball, football, tennis, hibachi, kick the can, spin
play.
The bottle,
how do you play
whatever.
Hibachi? Would you get a knife set and make some chicken and steak?
I know, you're a pro. You would have pulled it off, but my God, I mean, it's not. We needed a dude out there with you.
Like, you get a buzz and you're feeling good and you don't care if you whack it in the woods.
I got to go back really far to 1969.
Now, you have played a little bit of everywhere. Where do you prefer to play out of anywhere.
Prefer.
When the mic go hot, as long as you in front of it, that's all that matters, really.
That is true. Brandon, I think it's you and Oren have rubbed off on me.
But just theoretically, idyllically, I think I said the word wrong. Oh, God, here we go. You'll hear that on Friday.
Yeah. And the actual definition the right way.
Idyllically.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on cuz. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, it's your time to shine. 404-741-0929 or hit us up at Rick and John 929.